When someone shows you who they are, believe them. Maya Angelou brought that quote into my life, and I live and die by it. Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Gray, a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. Usually when we're talking about this quote, and I promise you we're going to be talking about this quote a lot, it's a really core part of my work that I do with people, we're talking about it in the terms of boundaries, right? Somebody has been disrespectful to you. Somebody has hurt your feelings, done something against you, and we're talking about how do you set a boundary on that because that person's behavior has shown you who they are. Today, I want to take that quote a little bit, turn it on its ear, and turn it inside out because I think that there's a bigger lesson in there for us to pay attention to. How are we showing up in the world, in our lives, in our relationships, in our businesses? Are we showing up in such a way that when we show up, people believe us and they really know who we are? How are you showing up in your life? Do your words match your actions? Do people really know what you think about things and where you stand? Or maybe, like so many of us, you're playing it safe a little bit, right? You're trying not to rock the boat. You don't want to cause tension. You don't want to be misunderstood. So you kind of stay in the middle. But the problem when we stay in the middle is people never really get to know who we are. And if we don't show up for ourselves as ourselves, that's going to affect our lives. It's going to affect our relationships, and it's going to affect our businesses. So how are you showing up? How could you show up more? That's what I want to talk to you about today. If you took me up on the challenge and you just checked in with yourself and you feel like the world absolutely knows who you are and they know what you think and they know what you stand for and they know what you're all about, you probably don't need to listen any further. But if you're like so many of us who kind of only show up part way, who only show up half the time, who only show up with the people it's safe to do it for or with the community members who know, like, and trust us already, if you're only showing up partially, then I suggest you keep on listening because I have some tips for you. I want you to get really clear on who it is you are, what you want people to know and think, because so much about showing up is transparent communication, telling people what you want them to think. We can't control what people think of us. They can hear one thing and walk away with a completely different message other than our intention. But if we show up and we tell people what we want them to think, then we're leading the conversation and we're showing our true authentic selves and we're opening it up to a larger conversation and a larger dialogue. When we play it safe, when we say half truths, when we don't go all in and be unapologetically us, people don't know us and it makes it harder for them to connect with us. That happens in our personal lives and it happens in our businesses too. So I have a challenge for you. Here's how you can show up better today, because it starts with small steps leading to big actions. I want you to think about the last time you censored yourself, when you didn't say what you thought, when you had an opinion and you kept it to yourself, when someone asked a question that you knew the answer to, but you got nervous and you were afraid to share it, when your feelings got stepped on and you didn't say something, when you had an idea and you didn't tell anybody about it, or you talked yourself out of it. Just think about the last time you censored yourself and what would happen if you acted and moved as if you went and you did that one thing, if you undid the time you stopped, censored, paused, and played small. What might be different? I've been talking myself out of podcasting for over a year and a half now, and I just started this week, and it started with a 2-minute episode. The way we show up is starting small so we can take big actions. If we want people to know us and trust us and like us and build relationships with us, we have to take on this challenge. We have to start showing people unapologetically who we are. Of course, that's going to lead to some vulnerability and some fear of haters, right? Don't worry, I got your back. We'll be talking about that in the weeks to come too. But for now, when was the last time you censored yourself? Undo it. And those of you who follow me know that there's a hashtag going around, Heather made me do it. So when you do that thing, let me know in the comments here on the show, offer it as a call-in, let me know on Facebook, find me somehow, but let me know, Heather made me do it, because you can show up in your life and everything gets better from there. Have a great day, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.